Hollywood is having its Super Bowl this weekend. The 89th Academy Awards is tomorrow night, starting at 7 o'clock. Our Harlan Jacobson has a few thoughts about who should win.
A recent Hollywood Reporter poll shows that two-thirds of Trump voters turn off the Oscars when they go political. But 43% of Clinton voters want speechifiers to slam Trump. And 60% of the country can't name one Best Picture nominee. Well, I can. And that's Barry Jenkins' Moonlight. And it's the film of the year. Superbly made with pitch-perfect performances in a script that began as a play and continually plays with our notions of black life and character. Here's Mayor Shayla Ali, who should win for a supporting role as drug dealer and kind stranger, teaching Alex Hibbert, as a character named Little, how to swim.
Hey, let your head rest in my hand. Relax. I got you, I promise. I'm not gonna let you go. Hey, man, I got you. There you go. 10 seconds. And that right there? You're in the middle of the world.
Along with Denzel Washington's direction of August Wilson's Fences, and non-Oscar-caliber director Theodore Melfi's Hidden Figures, a runaway box office hit about the African-American women who did the math to put NASA into orbit, African-Americans have the juice this year. The other Best Film nominees, Mel Gibson's Hacksaw Ridge, David Mackenzie's Hell or High Water, Damien Chazelle's La La Land, The Frontrunner, especially Kenneth Lonergan's Manchester by the Sea, and nominally Garth Davis's Lion and Denis Villeneuve's Arrival, are all about white folks getting left behind and either succumbing or devising some strategy to deal with it. How is it that even when we think we escape the everyday socio-political muck by disappearing into the darkest space we can find outside our bedrooms, we still don't escape? We still nurse what's bothering us. So I turn to the subcategories, docs and foreign films. With the exception of Life Animated, which I didn't see, any of the docs, Fire at Sea, I'm Not Your Negro, O.J. Made in America, and above all, 13th, could and should win. The selection of foreign film nominees is on a par, however, with the selection of a new pope. Every country submits its own nominee for consideration. Can you imagine the process for that? The Academy Foreign Committee then splits into groups and divides up the submissions for viewing, culling the top from each subgroup. They arrive at 5, but the head of the committee can override the cull, as happened this year with Marinata's German father-daughter drama Tony Erdmann, which is a contemporary intergenerational conversation between baby boomer Germans and millennials about the folly of Germany trying to run the world, or at least Europe, that got reviewed as a German comedy. A concept akin to ordering a three-legged duck stuffed with sauerbraten in a Bierstube. It's an itchy German picture, all right, so it got left outy until it got put back inny by Fiat. Here's how Hollywood really handles a film like Tony Erdmann. It announces a remake with Jack Nicholson and Kristen Wiig. The skinny on the foreign films is that the grumpy old man's Swedish film, A Man Called Uwe, based on a book by a 30-something Swedish newspaper columnist that lives on the New York Times bestseller list forever, has been the frontrunner. I like it. It's an old guy revenge film about a widower who keeps trying to hang himself, can't get the job done, and comes to the rescue of a young Iranian woman whom he initially has no use for. It's what really happened last night in Sweden. Can you imagine? The dark horse candidate is Martin Zandvliet's Land of Mine, about a Danish army officer supervising a crew of teenage German POWs tasked with cleaning the Atlantic beaches of German landmines in 1945. Put simply, it's about the return of the civilized heart. It's much the best made of the foreign nominees, and it opens this weekend. And then there's Tana, made on the South Pacific island of Vanuatu, 1,500 miles off the Australian coast, where quarreling tribes in grass skirts worship a pissed-off volcano goddess and settle their feuds by paying off an unwilling brides who prefer to marry for love. It's the first film ever submitted in the Navajo language, or, for that matter, made in Navajo. And you can check out Nav Hall next month in a grass hut near you. Finally, don't rule out This Salesman, an Iranian movie about a couple staging Arthur Miller's death of a salesman in Tehran who get caught up in a telling personal drama. It's not the strongest film, but the Trump ban on travel that prevents director Oscar Farhadi from coming to the Oscars, as he did 6 years ago when he won the Best Foreign Film Oscar for A Separation, is the perfect platform for a statement. And I'm Harlan Jacobson.